The grant will fund the second phase of a National Institutes of Health study launched in 2004. David Dell joined the study when it began and quit smoking in 2005. He says the free follow-up testing the grant pays for helped keep him tobacco-free. His latest series of tests was in August.
I did very well on the treadmill, they say. I made it all 12 minutes. I didn't fall off. Clottery arteries and that there, they're good. They're not half plugged or anything. So just a good incentive that you get checked out and you're doing better than you did 7 years ago.
The renewed grant covers 600 to 800 new participant smokers and allows those who began in 2004, whether they are smoking or not, to continue the counseling, medications, and testing. Michael Fiore heads the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. He says in addition to reducing the health costs associated with smoking, the new federal grant will help boost the local economy.
What it says is that we're competitive enough to get one of the largest grants that they give. And with that money, we will hire people to do the counseling. We will hire people to do all the testing. We will do all of the lab results. So it really does have a trickle effect through the local economy.
Participants must be Madison or Milwaukee residents to take part in the study. Researchers hope the results will help clinicians decide which mix of medication and counseling will best serve their patients who are trying to quit smoking. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.